And we're back here. Boy, do we have a lot of ground to cover this hour. I had a lot of fun last hour, but it blew by too fast. We're kind of moving slow today, so we got to pick up the pace. Wednesday, January 22nd, 2020, 1:22:20. That's the date today. 14 minutes past the hour here. Now, we've got so much to do this hour, we got to get right into it. But I hate to go back to this Cadbury egg thing. And I hope the person I'm talking about is still listening, because I know she was moments ago. Because my contention in life is that nobody really likes Cadbury eggs. Now, when I say that, I never speak in absolutes. So, you know, there are people who probably do like them. They're in the stores. Somebody has to buy them. But if you ever know this, if you ever notice this, if you go into a store, they start selling Cadbury eggs about this time of year. And the like barrels that they sell them in, they never get less. So even by Easter, there are still Cadbury eggs left. And then after Easter, they end up in like the 10-cent barrel at the grocery stores. So I don't really think anybody likes Cadbury eggs. So my point is, though, is that yesterday, somebody who really had not voiced an opinion on Cadbury eggs, I saw given a free Cadbury egg, which I was ticked about anyway, because... Well, let me try to tell you. Here I'm slowing down the show again, but that's the way it's got to be. Here's what happened. Okay, there's a group of three of us, and I like these people. We're all, we have a lot of fun sometimes. So here's the deal. One of them really likes Cadbury eggs, and somehow we got into a conversation a while ago about Cadbury eggs and how she would like Cadbury eggs and houseplants delivered to her work. That's a romantic thing for Valentine's Day or any other time of the year. Clearly, this person, maybe, you know, I don't know what she's been doing. Maybe she had acrylic nails and has eaten some of them. I don't know, because houseplants and Cadbury eggs are not the way to go to have any romantic notions in your life. But, you know, if that's what she likes, all the better for her. So she knows that I don't like Cadbury eggs because we have had this conversation before. So there's three of us. And she's a very nice person. I will say that. She does bring stuff. Well, I don't know if she's a nice person, because now that I think about it, she's never brought me anything. But, you know, in that all, the other person has brought me stuff, and she's a nice person. Oh, no. Okay. Now they're all listening. Okay. So here we go. Listen, I'm just telling the truth here. I could pass a polygraph. It's not romantic, it's practical. Excuse me, I used the wrong word. It's not romantic to give somebody a houseplant and Cadbury eggs. It's practical. That's a practical gift. So somebody tell me, okay, well, what's a romantic gift then? Work on that one. But back to my original story. Okay, she knows I don't like Cadbury eggs, and she's never given me anything. She didn't get me a Christmas gift. She did not get me a Thanksgiving gift. Not that that's a thing, but she didn't give me any food. She has never brought me any type of food, to my knowledge. Now, she's brought food and then offered me, like, leftovers, like 7-day-old tacos. But, you know, she's never done anything particularly for me. So, here's the deal. She knows I don't like Cadbury eggs. And yesterday, she brings these Cadbury eggs. If you could only see the messages I'm getting right now. I'm getting these Cadbury eggs. She brings these Cadbury eggs to... Oh, yeah. She got me a mug for Christmas. Yeah. Okay. I don't think she got me the mug, but we'll discuss that as time goes on. In any event... And by the way, I hate to bring all this up now, but I know they're listening, so I've got to bring it. And listen, this microphone is like a polygraph for me, so I've got to tell the truth. And the truth is that, listen, we were supposed to have a Christmas party, the three of us. I mean, because we do get along. We really do get along, even though there are no gifts, okay? One of them has gotten me things, the other... never really has. So we were supposed to have this Christmas party. Now, If I check my calendar, it is January the 22nd. We still have not had the Christmas party. We do not have the Christmas party on the calendar. Now, I'm not talking about a big lavish Christmas party. There's only three of us. All that is supposed to happen is that we're all like three supposed to go out to dinner, and she's supposed to pay, and we're all supposed to have a big dinner and just have a good time outside of the office. Now, this has yet to happen. And here we are, January 22nd. It's not on the date. And I bring it up to her all the time, and she says, oh, yeah, we're going to do that. Oh, yeah, we're going to do it. Never happens. Never happens. It's never put on the calendar. It's just, you know, I think it's a figment of her imagination. I think she's trying to wait me out until the year is over and we're not going to see each other for like 6 months. And then she'll try to plan a Christmas party for next year. Now, at one point, I even tendered the suggestion that we should have these get-togethers every month where she pays for dinner for everybody, and we could have a lot of fun, because I think she needs to be de-stressed. I think she's got a little bit of stress in her life. Okay, now, that all being said, the Cadbury eggs. So yesterday, she brings these Cadbury eggs into the office, and she knows I don't like them. She knows I despise the Cadbury eggs. Now, the other person is nicer than I am, and she took one of these god-awful Cadbury eggs. I mean, honest to goodness, they're awful. So the person takes the Cadbury egg to be nice because it's free, and this is the truth. I'm telling you the truth. She picked the chocolate off the outside of the egg because she likes chocolate, and who doesn't like chocolate? I don't like chocolate, but most people do. She picks the chocolate off the outside of the egg, and let me tell you, this person will eat most just anything. Now, they're not a big eater. That's not what I'm meaning to say here. But, you know, if something comes their way, you know, they're busy all day. You know, they don't get to eat all day, so they take what they can get. So this Cadbury egg was something that most likely she would have eaten. But here comes this thing, and she just picks the chocolate off, and then she looks at me at one point and she says, I don't want the rest of this thing. But I don't think she wanted to hurt the original person's feelings, is what I think was going on there. So we get to the end, and she said, what should I do with this? And I said, down it. Just down it. Do it. Get rid of it. So she plugged her nose and she pinched her arm like a child about to take awful cough syrup, and she did down the rest of this Cadbury egg, but I think just to make the original person happy. Okay, that's the truth. Now, we can all go on the polygraph on this, but that's exactly what happened yesterday. Okay, that being said, why would you bring things I don't like to eat or drink? Now, I'm not saying I have to be the center of anybody's universe, and I'm not saying that you have to bring exactly what I want, but you think you might be able to bring one thing that I want to eat or drink in a given day. That's all I'm saying. You know, and I have told this person I like Diet Cokes from McDonald's. You know, I don't drink them at home. I don't drink a whole lot of them, but it is nice to have one every so often. And she says to me yesterday when I'm telling her, why did you not bring me anything, but you had time to stop off for these awful Cadbury eggs. Oh, and by the she got herself a drink too. Didn't get me a drink, but she got herself a drink. So she says, well, I didn't go to McDonald's. And I said, well, I understand. I prefer McDonald's. But if you're going to be in a store where there is soda, you can get me a bottle of soda, like Diet Pepsi, Diet Coke, whatever, Diet Sunkist. It doesn't matter. You know, it's just nice to have something nice to drink in the afternoon. But no, what does she do? She brings these deadly, dull, distasteful Cadbury eggs. And, you know, she didn't even offer me a drink from her pop yesterday. Not that it was Mountain Dew, and that's not necessarily my favorite, so I don't even know that I would have taken it, but she didn't even offer to pour any into a cup for me. Nothing. I mean, you know, this is just, I'm sorry I had to get a little, I don't know what you call this, a little uptight about this morning, but, you know, come on. This is what, when you're friends, you plan parties together. You go out. You hang out once a month. You have a good time. Now, with these two, I'm not saying I would have a good time, but I would pretend to have a good time. Because if somebody's buying a meal, hey, I'll go along. I'll buy. I'll pretend. I'll do what I have to do. I'll pretend like I'm having a good time. So that's all there is to it. And we're not having Cadbury eggs. We'll go to, like, Applebee's. We can go to the Golden Panda. We can go to the anywhere. We can go to BW3's. We can go to Bob Evans. We can go to Denny's. We can go anywhere. But I'm telling you, today, I know they're listening. When I come to that thing today that we're all involved in, there better be a date set for this Christmas party. Now, you can call it a Valentine's Day party. You can call it a Cadbury party. You can call it whatever you want. But there better be a date set. And and there better be a date set. And there better be... if you bring in something today, if you bring in show and tell, if you bring in Cadbury eggs and Mountain Dew, you better have something for me. That's all I'm saying. You know what I'm going to do? Hold on, stick around for a second, because I'm going to do something here that I don't do very often in regard to this, because now this has ticked me off. Okay. Let me see. If I was a little more organized, I could move through this a lot faster. But I'm not very organized. Well, this ticks me. Boy, this is just a tick-off morning. This is just like a complaint morning. And I have this trivia I want to do, which I think is very cool trivia. It's movie quote trivia. Now, what this is I will read a quote from a movie, and then you will tell me what movie it's from. Now, one of these people I'm talking to actually gave me this idea the other day. So I have like 4 pages of movie quotes here, and then you got to tell me what movie that quote is from. Now, some of them are very easy, but some of them are a little difficult, as I went through them last night. So we're going to get to this. I promise before this hour's over, it's 25 minutes past the hour, so stick with us. We have time to get to movie quote trivia. But in the meantime, I have a phone book. Now, I have... Here's the problem with phone books nowadays. We don't know why people don't get their numbers published in the phone books. Now, I think cell phones should be in the phone book, but just optional, like phone numbers used to be. You didn't have to put your phone number in the phone book, but if you wanted your phone number in the phone book, you could put it in the phone book. Well, now the phone book is so small, there's nothing in here. I mean, it's all yellow pages, basically, but there is a small section for white pages. Now, this is for Marion, Crawford, and Morrow counties. That's what it says right on the front of the book. Now, what I'm going to do is I'm going to just waffle through this section of the phone book, the white pages here. I'm going to waffle through the phone book, and I'm going to come. I don't know. This is not planned, folks. This is real renegade radio here this morning. I'm going to waffle through this phone book, and I'm going to find a phone number. And I'm going to call that person. Now, of course, we're not going to put them right up on the air because we got to get their permission to go on the air. But if I get them on the air, I'm going to ask them what they think about this whole Cadbury egg situation. And is it bad manners to bring things to people who bring stuff to a group when you particularly know that the person doesn't like these things? Now, I understand sometimes we bring stuff to a group and we find out that people don't like things. But this person knew beforehand that I did not like these things. So I think it was a little bit of a dig. That's how I'm taking it at this point. So here we go. Now, this never turns out well when I try to call people out of the phone book. Either they get frightened or they don't want to go on the air because it's a dead call. This always goes badly. But you know what? We're going to try it anyway, because that's how we do it on this show. And I want to know why in this phone book, see, this is another thing that ticks me off this morning. Why in this phone book do we have Lewis Center numbers? Lewis Center, it's not in Morrow, Crawford, or Marion County, is it? Lewis Center is not considered that. I just don't think it is. By the way, if you ever want to come to the radio station, the address of the radio station is 165 West Center Street, We are on the corner of, we're in the Ohio Health Building. We're on the corner of Center and Prospect. The gigantic Ohio Health Building used to be Chase Bank and all that. We're on the second floor. You just walk in the doors downstairs. You go up to the second floor, and we're at the very end of the hallway. There's a sign on the door. But here we go. We are going to waffle through the phone book, and here we go. I don't know what you do. Send a good thought to somebody, because we're about to try to call somebody on the air. Here we go. Let's see what number we can find. I'm just randomly waffling through the phone book here to find somebody we can call on the air. Oh, we don't want anybody from Lewis Center. We need somebody from Marion. Okay, let's see what we can find here. Waffling through the phone book, trying to find somebody to call. They got people from PAL in here. Now, why? Okay. I think we have... Okay, here we got it. We have somebody. This is William. William. I think William and Marion. Okay, we're going to give this a shot. Now, remember, I cannot put them on the air until I get their permission. So, stick with me here. I'm turning on the phone. I'm taking my headset partially off here, and we're going to call... Oh, I lost William's number. Maybe we're not going to call William. Okay, we're going to call Michael. Okay, here we go, Michael. If you're out there listening, we're going to give you a call. All right, this is not telemarketing. Okay, I think we got Michael's number. Okay, let's see what happens here. Ringing on the radio. Here we go. Isn't this fascinating? Oh, see, the number we have dialed has been changed. Okay, there's strike one. Let's go find another one here. Okay, what else do we got? What else do we got? Okay, here's a... let's see, is this right? Okay, let's try this number. You know, this is the new white pages, too. How in the world can the number be wrong? Okay, here we go. Here goes another number. Trying to call people randomly to get their opinion on things. This is something else. Okay, here we go. The phone is ringing. Now we've reached a number that's been disconnected or no longer in service. All right, there's something wrong here. Oh, man. Okay. What else do we have? Are we going to try one more here this morning? Okay, let's see. Okay, let's try this one. See if this works. Holy moly. This is getting a little heavy duty. Can't get a hold of anybody. Maybe the phone's disconnected. You never know. All right. We've got the number dialed. Let's see what happens. Third time's a charm. Let's see what we got here. It's ringing. La-di-da, la-di-da. Maybe the person's at work or asleep. Maybe we need cell phone numbers. Holy Moses. Nothing so far. Yes, is this Kathleen? Hey, Kathleen, this is Scott Spears over at WWGH Radio. How are you? Fine. Do you ever get a chance to listen to the radio station? Oh, well, I can perfectly understand that. I tell you, we're just calling people this morning, trying to talk to the Marion citizens and get their opinion on things. Would you mind if we put you on the air this morning?
Not really.
Oh, okay. So you'd rather not be on the air?
No.
Oh, I understand. I totally understand. I hope we didn't bother you.
No.
No. Well, I tell you what, you have a great day, and if you ever get a chance, put it on 107.1 FM and give us a listen. Thank you. Have a great day.
Thank you.
Bye-bye. Well, she seemed like a very nice woman. She just did not want to be on the air, and heavens knows everybody does not want to be on the air. Okay, we might give one more try here. Dialing through the phone book. Didn't there used to be a show, Dialing for Dollars? I think there was a show, one point, Dialing for Dollars. Okay, let's try this. This is our last shot this morning. Let's see if we can get anybody here. All right. Holy moly. Here we go again. See, you know, these phone books, the print is so small, I lose the number. I don't even know who I'm calling half the time. All right. Okay, we got it. Here we go. Let's see what happens. It's ringing again. That's positive. Never have so many tried so hard for so little. Okay. Oh, that sounds like a fax machine. You know, I'm giving up on it. But if anybody, you know, we'll try again at some point. That did not go very well, but we do thank Kathleen out there who did answer her phone, just did not want to be on the air today, but we thank her for answering the phone. Now, the question is, do you think that when somebody brings food and drink to a particular area that you're going to be in, that maybe they should bring something that you like? Does anybody have an opinion on this? If you're out there listening, let me know. 740-383-9944. That's 740-383-9944. Dial the digits, and we will get you up on the air. Because this is a fascinating subject to me. Because I don't really know what particularly is going on with the world. Have people lost their minds that they would bring stuff that you would not like to a place where you're going to be, and then pass it out to other people knowing that you don't like it? You know, you would think they could, like, pick up a Snickers bar or something. Now, I prefer Butterfinger, but, you know, a Snickers bar would have been fine. I would have taken the Snickers bar. There would have been no issue there. Okay. Phone book's down. Oh, yes, we want to do the trivia here. I think a lot of people have lost their minds. Okay, let's see how good you are at movie trivia. Now, here's how we're going to play this. 36 minutes past the hour. What's going to happen here is I'm going to give you a quote from a famous movie. And what you have to do is tell me what famous movie that's from. Simple as that. We'll see how this goes. This could go downhill, too. Just as fast as those phone calls went downhill. 36 minutes past the hour. Here we go. I'm going to give you a few. You don't understand. I could have had class. I could have been a contender. I could have been somebody instead of a bum, which is what I am. What quote? What movie is that a quote from? You don't understand. I could have had class. I could have been a contender. I could have been somebody instead of a bum, which is what I am. What movie is that quote from? That's number one. Here's number two. This is one of the easiest ones in the history of the world. Here we go. Toto, I've got a feeling we're not in Kansas anymore. Simple, simple, simple. Toto, I've got a feeling we're not in Kansas anymore. Okay, what movie is that from? Here's another one. Here's Looking at You, Kid. What movie is that from? Go Ahead, Make My Day. What movie is that from? And I'll give you one more. Famous movie quotes. All right, Mr. DeMille, I'm ready for my close-up. What movie is that from? 740-383-9944. That's 740-383-9944. Those are the five movie quotes. Now tell me what movies those are from. We have a Jags Extra Large t-shirt. We have the Jags koozie. We still have the Jags koozie here, which we have not been able to unload at this particular juncture. We might have a smoothie from Smoothie King. Or if you'd just like to call in and answer the question, feel free. We would love to hear from you. All right. Whoa, now the phone's talking to me. Okay, here are the quotes. You don't understand. I could have had class. I could have been a contender. Somebody instead of a bum, which is what I am. Let's see what we got. Go ahead, caller.
Yeah, Scott.
Yes.
One question. Go ahead and make my day. It's from the Dirty Harry movies.
Go ahead and make my day for... Well, that particular quote, it's saying it's not from the Dirty Harry movies.
Well, he used that quite a bit in his movies.
He did? Now,
Dirty
Harry said, go ahead and make my day.
Yeah.
Now, didn't he say something like, go ahead and punk, make my day, or something like that?
Yeah, he had that, punk and then make my day. He used that quite a bit, too.
Oh, well, now, but that's not the movie. Was there another movie that was in?
I can't remember right offhand. That was the only one I could think of.
Well, it's interesting. So, have you been listening this morning? What do you think about somebody bringing food that you can't stand to where you're going to be? What's your feeling on that?
Well, if they bring it and you can't stand it, you just be polite and walk away and just try to ignore it and don't say more about it. And because there might be other people there that enjoy it. And so you just try to walk around it.
Just walk around it.
Yep.
All right.
Yep.
Okay, thanks.
Yep.
Bye-bye. Well, you try to walk around it. Now, I don't know what's going on here at this particular point. They say there's a delivery here for me. Now, I'm the only one here at this point. We don't have any office staff here that early. But is somebody coming in? What's going on out there? We're on a delay. Oh, look at you. Oh, see, you did something nice. Thank you. Did you have free time this morning?
You owe me.
Thank you. Well, see, that was so nice. Isn't that nice? Somebody to drop by and bring me a Diet Coke from McDonald's in the middle of their day. Now, that is very cool. And that's so not in that person's nature to be nice. No, see, I shouldn't say bad stuff now, because now she's done something very nice. Now think about this, folks. Now I got to be nice. Now this is a very against my nature, but the person I was talking about earlier on, who brought those awful Cadbury eggs yesterday, just showed up here with a large Diet Coke from McDonald's in the office. Now can you believe that? She's never even been here. Well, how about that? Now see, she is a nice person. Deep down in her heart, she is a nice person. She should have came on for a minute. We could have had a lot to talk about here in 19 minutes. She's a fascinating person. And apparently somebody I like now as a human being. Although I still don't understand the Cadbury eggs and the houseplants. I have no idea what that's all about. But we could have figured it out there. We could have figured it out together. I cannot believe she did that. Delivered a large Diet Coke from McDonald's, just what I like. Boy, I'm going to have to take a drink here now on the air. Boy, does that taste good. That's very good. All right, now we're having a good day. Let's see where we go from here. Okay, does anybody know the quote? Somebody said that one quote was from Dirty Harry. I don't really know if it was or not. That's not what's on the paper that I have in front of me. But does anybody know, is Go Ahead and Make My Day from the movie Dirty Harry? I know it's in the movie that I have here as well. I don't know. Let me know. 740-383-9944. 42 minutes past the hour. Okay, the other movie quotes we have. You don't understand. I could have had class. I could have been a contender. I could have been somebody instead of a bum, which is what I am. What movie is that from? Nobody's gotten this one. Toto, I've got a feeling we're not in Kansas anymore. What movie is that from? Here's Looking at You, Kid. Go ahead, make my day. All right, Mr. DeMille, I'm ready for my close-up. And maybe I'm ready for my phone call. Here we go. Go ahead, caller.
Good morning, Scott. I'm listening again today, if you can believe it.
Mike, I'm happy you are.
I'll make a wild guess at the first one, even though I can't win a prize. The prize could actually be a date with me, and that would make a lot of sense. We should probably do that, have a date with a WWGH announcer.
Oh, you'll throw that in there, that if somebody gets a prize correctly, they can go on a date with you?
Well, we'll see.
Well, that'd be interesting.
My guess on the first one is Rocky. Is that, or one of the Rocky? There's about 100 Rocky movies. Would that possibly be right?
That's not Rocky, but that's a good guess.
And the Kansas one is easy. I mean, I'm not going to bother with that one.
Yeah, that's
that one's kind of obvious.
That's Child's Play.
I believe Dirty Hop is it? Well, it's not the movie Child's Play. That's a movie. I think Dirty Harry is right. I mean, that is a Clint Eastwood quote.
I just got clarification on that, that the movie is not called Dirty Harry.
Right. Dirty Harry is kind of like the main
character. So I am right that the movie that's from is not Dirty Harry.
Maybe he was thinking about my call yesterday where I talked about Prince Harry, and so Harry was kind of on his mind.
Harry was on the mind.
I might make an impression on people. Okay, yeah. Rocky was kind of the obvious one for the first, but I really don't know what else it could be. Could I add a trivia question from one of my favorite movies? One of the famous quotes from one of my favorite movies.
Yes.
I picked the wrong week to quit drinking. You probably know that one because that's a well-known quote. Who said it in what movie? I picked the wrong week to quit drinking.
You know,
a clue is that he also said I picked the wrong week to quit sniffing glue and quit smoking. So, who said it and what was the movie? That should be a pretty easy answer. One of my favorite movies, a great comedy from around 1980.
I picked the I know what that is. You know what? It just popped in my head.
Said it, what actor? He's deceased, but
Lloyd Bridges.
That's the clue.
Is that right?
Actors.
Is the actor right? Lloyd Bridges.
Correct.
Yep.
Yeah.
Yep. I do remember that one.
That's one of my favorite movie lines, and I say it myself a lot. So, just kind of a good wisecrack. Lighten the day.
We will.
Well, that's all I had for you, Scott. Keep up the good work.
Thank you for calling. Bye bye.
Bye bye.
Yeah, okay, so that's what it is. The character is called Dirty Harry, but the movie is not called Dirty Harry. So we're all partially right here. And see, I'm just kind of shocked this morning now because for somebody to come down here to the studio, which is not particularly easy to get to. I mean, we are on a one-way street down here in downtown Marion. You do have to come up to the second floor. You do have to walk all the way to the end of the hall. You do have to come into the studio where I am because we have no secretary in here at this particular point. And also to go through the line at McDonald's. And this morning, I passed the line at McDonald's, and it was incredibly busy, and that's why I did not stop. So, my goodness, see, I don't want to say the person's name because you never want to say it on the air if they don't want you to say it on the air, but I think that's incredibly cool of them. All right, we had a call coming in there. I missed it. If that was you, call back 740-383-9944. That's 740-383-9944. Give me a ring, and we will put you up on the air. I guess I can say first names. I can get away with saying first names without permission. Now, if somebody gives me permission to say their name, I'll do it. But Abby, thank you, Abby. That is so cool that you brought that pop. That was amazing. Go ahead, caller.
Is it Raging Bull?
The
contender one?
That's not Raging Bull, but that's a very good guess. You know, I'm trying to think of who was in this movie. I'm trying to think of who said the line. I think it's a very famous actor who's won quite
Wait a minute. Shoot. I'll have to put my thinking cap on. Better.
Well, for a moment, because I like to. So, what do you think of somebody bringing Cadbury eggs to a place, and they know you don't like them?
Well, no, I don't think they should do that.
But we forgive now because she actually came to the studio this morning, and brought me a large Diet Coke from McDonald's. How nice is that?
Well, that was very nice.
Yeah. So you got to surround yourself with nice people.
Yeah, that's true.
Yes. That's what makes life go on. I hope you've enjoyed the show this morning.
I have. I listen to you every morning.
Well, oh, man. That must be deadly some mornings.
Sometimes.
Well, I tell you what. 13 minutes. If you come up with it, call us back.
Oh, I will. I'll do that.
Thank you.
Uh-huh.
Bye-bye.
Bye.
All right. Well, that is so nice, Abby. Thank you so much. Oh, well, I can say your name. Okay, so it's Abby Croman. Thank you, Abby Croman. You are a tremendously nice person. See, my whole opinion of you has now changed because we've had this nice relationship for, like, what, 4 or 5 months now? And then you brought these Cadbury eggs yesterday, and we didn't have a Christmas party, and everything just went downhill. But now you brought me this pop, so now we're like, we're best friends. I mean, that's the way it is. We'll be talking on the phone every night. Go ahead, caller.
I could have been a contender with Marlon Brando on the waterfront, wasn't it?
You have got it. I could have been a contender on the waterfront, Marlon Brando. Have you ever seen that movie?
Only bits and pieces.
Isn't that a great movie?
Yep.
Yes. Well, hey, thank you.
Okay.
Bye-bye. All right, that is the I'm a Contender. And what else do we got here? What other quotes do we... nobody's got the Toto? Is it Toto or Toto? Now, see, on this paper it says Toto, but that doesn't seem right. It seems like Toto. Anyway, we'll say Toto. Toto, I've got a feeling we're not in Kansas anymore. What movie is that? Here's Looking at You, Kid. What movie is that? Go ahead, make my day. What movie is that? Now, it was said by Dirty Harry, but the movie was not called Dirty Harry. Does anybody know what that is? All right, Mr. DeMille, I'm ready for my close-up. What movie is that? And I'll give you one more here since we've got the All About Eve. No, not All About Eve. On the Waterfront. Where did that come from? All About Eve. I've never even seen All About Eve. Fasten your seat belts. It's going to be a bumpy ride. What movie is that from? Movie quote trivia today, 49 minutes past the hour. Toto, I've got a feeling we're not in Kansas anymore. Here's Looking at You, Kid. Go ahead, make my day. All right, Mr. DeMille, I'm ready for my close-up. Fasten your seat belts. It's going to be a bumpy night. What are those movies? Give me a call, 740-383-9944. That's 740-383-9944. If you know what movies those are associated with, we would love to know your knowledge. And we have the Jags extra large t-shirt available. We have the Jags yellow koozie, which has been here forever, that we would like to unload. And I do believe we have a 20 ounce smoothie to somewhere. Smoothie King? Maybe. Go ahead, caller.
How about The Wizard of Oz?
The Wizard of Oz. Now, is it Toto or Toto?
I'm not sure.
I wasn't sure either. Boy, I tell you, that confuses me.
I was 90 the other day, so I don't remember as well as I used to.
90? Well, happy birthday.
Yes, I can't believe it.
Oh, my gosh. Are you still out on the golf course?
No. I haven't been out there for a long time since Daryl passed away. Gave my golf clubs away a long time ago.
Well, I'll tell you, to make it to 90, what a great accomplishment. Happy birthday.
Oh, I don't know about that.
You still doing
that? I love your show. I get up at 5 o'clock in the morning, you're there, or Charlie's there. So.
Well, I appreciate it. Thank you so much.
You're doing a wonderful job.
I appreciate that.
God bless you.
Thank you. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
Now, there you go. We appreciate that a lot. Barb, who started listening to me years ago, and has been a long-time listener here in Marion of radio, back when I was at WMRN, which has been many, many years ago now, many, many moons ago, and she's always been such a nice supporter, and to have her still here and listening to the show, great. I did not know how old Barb was, to be honest with you. 90 years old. Recently. Well, happy birthday, Barb, and keep on going. And I know from people who saw her golf when she was out on the golf course, this woman was a tremendous golfer. I've heard back from people. All right. What do we have here? Does anybody know, is it Toto or Toto? I don't know if it's Toto or Toto. The paper says Toto, so I'm going to go with that, but it is The Wizard of Oz. Here's Looking at You, Kid. What movie is that from? Here's Looking at You, Kid. Go ahead, make my day. Now, we earlier on heard that it was Dirty Harry. Now, Dirty Harry does say that, but that's not the title of the movie. Go ahead, make my day. All right, Mr. DeMille, I'm ready for my close-up. Now, that has probably been made fun of more than any other quote I can think of, but does anybody remember what movie that was originally from? All right, Mr. DeMille, I'm ready for my close-up. Fasten your seatbelts. It's going to be a bumpy night. Why can't I say that? Here we go. Go ahead, caller.
Here's Looking at You, Kid is Casablanca.
Here's Looking at You, Kid is Casablanca. Now, you know what's horrible? I've never seen Casablanca.
Oh, that's my husband's favorite movie.
What is it about?
Germans and espionage and a guy meeting a girl that he really couldn't have, but they fell in love, and yeah, it's a good movie.
Now I heard it's one of those long movies, like 3 hours long.
Oh, I don't know the length of it, but my husband just absolutely loves it. It's one of his favorites.
Well, I'm going to have to check that one out. Casablanca, very cool.
Casablanca, right.
All right.
Okay.
Thank you.
I got one. Yay!
You did get one. Thanks for calling.
Bye-bye. Scott, bye.
And, of course, thanks for listening. We certainly appreciate that. All right, we're knocking these out today. How about that? And don't forget Charlie Evers right after me coming up this morning. And he's got Smoothie King. He's got tickets to the Ridgedale Lions NASCAR event. He's got a lot of great stuff coming up. Go ahead, caller.
Yeah, would that be Dirty Harry?
Dirty Harry says it, but that's not the name of the movie.
Oh, shoot, I blew that one.
No, but that's close. You know, that everybody think I thought the movie was called Dirty Harry, but it's Dirty Harry who says it, but the movie was not called Dirty Harry.
Oh, okay.
Hey, thank you.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye. Boy, that's becoming a tough one. You know, through the years, when these movie quotes come down, it is kind of funny how we associate the quote with the character and really don't even remember the name of the movie that it was in. But it is true. Dirty Harry does say that quote, "Go ahead, make my day." And, of course, we all know Dirty Harry was Clint Eastwood. But what was the name of the movie that came from? That's interesting. All right, Mr. DeMille, I'm ready for my close-up. What movie is that from? And that's been parodied in so many other movies and so many TV shows. Mr. DeMille, I'm ready for my close-up. But what movie did that originally come from? I knew this one. And it's a popular movie, but I don't think they show it too often anymore. What movie is that from? All right, Mr. DeMille, I'm ready for my close-up. Fasten your seatbelts. I cannot say this morning. Fasten your seatbelts. It's going to be a bumpy night. What is that from? Go ahead, caller.
Is that movie with Clint Eastwood, Magnum Force?
Not Magnum Force, but that was a good movie that he did.
Yeah, that was a good movie. Okay, thanks.
Thank you. Bye-bye. Not Magnum Force, but it's a movie that had him as Dirty Harry. Dirty Harry does say the line, "Go ahead, make my day." What's the name of the movie? All right, Mr. DeMille, I'm ready for my close-up. What movie is that from? Fasten your seatbelt. It's going to be a bumpy night. What movie is that from? Here's another one for you. I'll throw in another one. You talking to me? That's a famous quote. Matter of fact, I took a film class one time when I was in college, and they showed that movie, the You Talking to Me movie, and said it was one of the greatest movies ever made. Now, I don't know if the professor just really liked the movie or it is one of the greatest movies ever made, but that's one of those ones. I'm getting messages from the Peanut Gallery here about Google. You talking to me? What movie is that from? And here's another one for you. This is a famous one. What we have here is a failure to communicate. Does anybody know that? Okay, so the ones on the table right now, 57 minutes past the hour. Go ahead, make my day. All right, Mr. DeMille, I'm ready for my close-up. Fasten your seatbelts. It's going to be a bumpy night. You talking to me? What we've got here is a failure to communicate. What movies are those from? 740-383-9944. We've got an extra-large Jags t-shirt. We have got the Jags koozie, which apparently we're never going to get away. This is becoming a famous giveaway item here, this Jags koozie. If you take this home, you can set it up on your mantle and say, "My goodness, what's been going on there?" Go ahead, caller.
Cool Hand Luke.
Cool Hand Luke. Now, is that a favorite of yours?
Yeah, I've seen it many times. Paul Newman. Yep.
That's what we have here is a failure to communicate. That is Cool Hand Luke. And I hear Patrick Swayze was up for the part, but his acting just didn't pass the bar.
Well, yes, but the film industry failed him. He would have been a shoo-in. Oh, Scott.
I know. Hey, listen,
you need to go have date night with somebody, and you need to watch every Patrick Swayze movie and have fruitcake and Cadbury eggs and everything that annoys you.
Oh, I'd be in the obituary column the next day. That wouldn't be good at all.
Okay, bye, Scott.
Thanks for calling. Bye-bye. Yes, well, that's a good one. Cool Hand Luke. You have got it. What we have here is a failure to communicate. That's Cool Hand Luke. All right, we can probably take one more call today if anybody's got a really good guess. Go ahead, make my day. All right, Mr. DeMille, I'm ready for my close-up. Fasten your seatbelts. It's going to be a bumpy night. You talking to me. Those are the ones left. We'll do some more of this tomorrow, and we're going to have a good guest tomorrow. I didn't get to plug it, but we'll plug it as time goes on. You talking to me. Fasten your seatbelts. It's going to be a bumpy night. All right, Mr. DeMille, I'm ready for my close-up. Go ahead, make my day. What movies are those from? 740-383-9944. Don't forget, Charlie Evers is coming up right after this show today, 10:10 until 12 noon. He's got lots of giveaways. Nate Redman on today, 4:10 to 5. Trinity Baptist Church, 6 to 7. Adam's not on today. Adam's on tomorrow. Go ahead, caller.
Are you talking to me? Is that Taxi Driver?
You're talking to me. That is Taxi Driver. You know, my college professor said that was the best movie ever made. What do you think about that?
No, I wouldn't say the best movie. It's just one of the good ones because I like Robert De Niro.
I think that one got Robert De Niro moving. Well, hey, thanks for the guess.
And the other one is a real old one, at Sunset, is Mrs. DeMille.
Yeah, it's Sunset. Do you know the full title of it?
Sunset
is in the title, but Sunset Boulevard. You have got it right. All right, Mr. DeMille, I'm ready for my close-up. That's Sunset Boulevard. Thank you.
You have a nice day. I'm glad you got your Coke.
Hey, me too. Thank you. Bye-bye.
Bye.
Right, we got to do some thank yous before we get out of here today. We certainly thank Abby for listening to the show this morning and letting me make tremendous fun of her about the Cadbury eggs and then going to McDonald's this morning and getting me a large Diet Coke and then bringing it up here, delivering it right to the desk. Man, she might be my favorite. Like I told, we're going to be up on the phone now talking every night. We'll be best buddies. What do they call that now? Besties. We'll be besties. All right. We are done for the day, but we're not done here at the station. Charlie Evers is right around the corner, and he's got great giveaways. Smoothie King. He's got the Jags T-shirt. He's got the koozie, if you would ever want that. Ridgedale Lions Club. Big event on February the 15th. We are going to break for news and weather, and Charlie will be here in about 10 minutes. Don't you dare go anywhere.
Water over the dam, so to speak. You know, if they would say, yeah, come on back, you know, let's let cooler heads prevail, absolutely, I would get rid of the lawsuit. You know, the lawsuit was just a means by which we could open the conversation with the university. And, you know, as again I say, that all I have is my honor, my word, and my reputation.